I'm sure you covered the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act
yes.
on your show. And people need to hear that, I think, that in the, I think it was the mid-70s, there was a bill, an act, a law that said the U.S. government may not propagandize its citizens.
And they repealed it 3 years ago.
In the National Defense Authorization Act. And the reasoning behind it was, well, we do so much propaganda on the internet that it's going to eventually flow into the U.S. So just so we don't get in trouble, you might as well just take it off the table. And this is only a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they said, we're going to put out fake news. They said even deceptive stories.
No, they said, we do put out, Voice of America, I mean, they do put out fake news.
So they're saying we're fake when they admit they're fake and pass the law that they can lie to us.
Correct.
Voice of America is an American propaganda arm for American propaganda. It was out, you couldn't broadcast Voice of America in America due to anti-propaganda laws. Then they changed the law, and mm-hmm. now you can broadcast Voice of America inside America because they're pro-propaganda. There is no anti-propaganda laws anymore in America. As I mentioned to you a while ago, when I was doing my show in Paris, I was approached from somebody from Voice America to do an on-air hissy fit resignation on RT.
And I wait, was this the same time when that other girl?
That girl did eventually.
Oh, it came out. It was 2 years later.
Yeah,
it's all set up.
Yeah.
And I told them, you know, it's.
Of course, we know it's not really Voice of America. It's Central Intelligence Agency.
Right. So they were flashing some big money around. I'm like, you don't get it. I was a stockbroker in the 80s. You can't bribe me. You're not with that sack of money. You've got to come with a truck full of money or go home.
But he is bribable.
You know, if the truck is big enough, I'll consider
318 wheelers.
But it's, the budget of Voice of America wouldn't take me to the place I would need to go to undermine my own show. You freaking losers, get out of my face.
We're such cheapskates. I can't believe
it. I know. They've only offered me $10 million to sell out. I'm like, listen.
But apparently,
not a very big number.
Some rookie journalist babe somewhere, she went for the dough. And
now it was a big
where
story.
Where is she now? Completely gone from the face of the earth. Sold her whole career down.
She was the girl that kept saying Putin.
Yeah.
Instead of Putin.
That's right. We're going to go right to your phone calls on the other side. This is epic stuff. Stay with us.